This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. A few weeks back, we talked about some of the inroads made in downtowns around Delaware with the help of the state's Downtown Development Districts program. We noted some of the efforts completed or underway in places like Wilmington, Smyrna, and Seaford. And back in August, Middletown was added to the list of cities with a Downtown Development District designation, but that hardly marks the start of work to revitalize the downtown there. Contributor Eileen Dallabrita tells us it's already springing to life in her latest piece, available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And she joined me earlier this week to describe what's breathing new life into Middletown's downtown. Middletown's population has been growing for some time now. Why is the downtown lagged behind that growth and the addition of a fair amount of strip centers and big box stores and chain restaurants in Middletown over recent years? Is it in part because of all that other stuff that's coming to Middletown with the growing population?
I think so, Tom. All the growth was in the burbs, and Middletown kept annexing property, and housing developments are springing up, and all the strip shopping centers and big box stores that come with that sort of development. And meanwhile, the downtown was withering.
And just for reference, what is considered downtown Middletown?
The Main Street and Green Street, the central business district that has all kinds of older buildings.
And that's the one that's been there really since Middletown became Middletown.
Middletown became Middletown in the 1860s, was first incorporated, and some of the buildings date back to the late 1860s.
So in that area of downtown, what's new? What's on the way, or a combination of both?
Well, first and foremost, a 140-seat Italian restaurant, La Banca, is opening in October, and that is going to be in an old 1918 bank building, formerly occupied by Delaware Trust. It is quite a space, and probably the biggest investment thus far.
And what other things are there that maybe people have not been aware of, or maybe are just becoming aware of?
Volunteer Brewing is very popular, and it is growing. They bought the house next door to it to expand their business. There are a number of boutiques, Nicole J and Stubborn Soul. There are lots of services, too. I mean, there's even a karate school and various smaller restaurants. There's the Metro Grill and Pub. The theater. The old Everett Theater that was featured in the movie Dead Poets Society is staging monthly productions.
And it's interesting to me, having just been there recently, that it is kind of an interesting mix. I mean, in some ways, like some of those boutiques you mentioned, you kind of have that New Hope, Pennsylvania type of feel. But it also, as you said, has some of the more typical stuff, like a bar and a karate studio. Is there a certain personality to Middletown's downtown, or one they're trying to build?
I think there is. I mean, it's very indie, very independent, and it's very Delaware. One of the places that has opened within the past year downtown is called the Little Emporium, and they have cutting boards that are shaped like the state of Delaware. They're very popular. They have sold out of art pieces that you hang on walls that are made from Delaware license plates. It very much says the first state.
I was going to say, it was fascinating having just walked down that street and walked past the Little Emporium. It's right there by the Everett. And right next to that, there's like a little pocket park as well, which is also something you're starting to see a little bit more in some of these downtown areas, trying to incorporate not just the shops, but these like little public spaces as well.
Yeah, I think that's very attractive. It's that place where you can go and eat your ice cream cones with your kids.
In your story, you mentioned some of the financial backing, the grants and such that are helping this along, including the recent designation as a downtown development district under that state program. Is the expectation that that's going to help even more? Is there still a fair amount of good space available to someone who wants to get into the Middletown downtown area?
Yes. The grants will definitely help. And Middletown has had a significant investor, Rick Clark, who came in December of 2005 and has done a lot in a short amount of time. So it's a combination, I think, between the grants and government help, and also attracting committed developers who see promise in your particular community.
And like anywhere else, it is a matter of just kind of getting to that critical mass, right? That to have enough of businesses together, restaurants together, and maybe even like a little bit of residential to make it feel like a real place.
That blend is so important. I don't think that people who are so parched for time are going to go anywhere if they only have one choice. So when you go to downtown Middletown and you can go to Marlena's, a great deli where I had lunch the other day, mm-hmm. and you can then do a little bit of shopping. You can get your skirt hemmed at the tailor's, and you can do all kinds of things and stop by the bakery and take home some cupcakes.
So what are some of these merchants doing to establish themselves and downtown as a destination? How are they kind of trying to create that sense of destination place for people?
They are very excited about various festivals. There's a craft festival coming up. It's got more than 30 vendors and it attracts a lot of people. That there's going to be a Halloween event downtown. The Peach Festival, which has been going on in Middletown for many years, was very successful and drew a lot of folks downtown. And also, they're doing things like Yappy Hour, where people bring their dogs on Friday nights and the stores stay open later. And that's bringing in people who might not have otherwise come to downtown. They also are very hip about social media. They are very active on Facebook and Instagram and are really good about developing lists of customers so that they can do email blasts and reach out to folks.
What are some of the challenges that they're still facing in kind of building up this downtown area in Middletown?
Well, there are some significant challenges and that the merchants are concerned about. And first and foremost is signage, that there is abundant free parking in downtown Middletown, but unless you were familiar with the area, you would not know where to find it because there isn't any signage directing people to that. Also, the merchants would like to have signage that directs them to individual businesses. And also some sort of a brochure, something similar to what has been very successful for Newark, where you have a map of downtown and who is where and how to get there and what they sell.
You mentioned the parking. How about traffic? I know that particular spot in Middletown can be very slow moving at times, particularly when you're talking about, you know, morning and evening rush. Is that something that merchants are also maybe a little bit worried about?
I think that they are more concerned that people skip going through downtown. They like having people come through the town, and hopefully while you're stopped at the light, you will recognize that there's a great new store there and think, well, I've got to come back.
Finally, how optimistic are those merchants that you talk to that the obstacles they have to overcome can be overcome and that they're on the right track to a thriving downtown Middletown?
I think they're feeling really good. With every new space that opens, with every space that expands, and quite a few businesses are doing so well that they have expanded, it really helps them to reach that critical mass that will make Middletown a destination.
Thanks to contributor Eileen Dalabrida for her time on The Green this week. Eileen's piece on the revitalization of Middletown's downtown is available right now at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. A new exhibition at the Delaware Contemporary in Wilmington is the focus of this week's Arts Playlist. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.